is refreshed at the top and bottom of the hour. Bulletins at once.
It's a campaign to get information to people.
On 1450 WILM.
So I got a TV star in the studio.
We'll fix your roof.
Glenn Fidel, who's the owner of G. Fidel Roofing. I just watched on CNBC, they have a show called Blue Collar Millionaires. And the trailer that I watched featured him. And I know why they picked you. They picked you because of the way you look. Because most of the blue collar millionaires they probably have guts and stuff like that. You look like a model.
Oh, get out of here. Thanks, man.
So you build a successful business. Let's talk about the important part so I don't embarrass you. If I wanted to start a business, right, what do I have to do? What are the keys to success? Because everybody talks about this. Very few people do it. And then when they do it, they fail. How did you succeed?
I think, first of all, just working harder than anybody around me. Understanding what it took to make a profit, not going in blindly, and just it kind of being keeping a steady income so that I wasn't putting myself all out on the edge, and then it kind of being either one side of the road or the other side of the road decision where either I was going to continue working for somebody or I was going to go out on my own because the opportunity that I created through working hard and realizing what was out there was created. So.
And I imagine along the way you hit some roadblocks. I imagine along the way you made some mistakes. I would think that part of success, like part of success in anything, is being able to accept that, learn from it, and move on.
That's the biggest thing. I think you see so many times with mistakes that happen, people get discouraged or they're stuck in their ways and they continue to make the same mistakes. So you're really not going anywhere. And that, you know, kind of puts you in a status quo, just standard lifestyle. I think what I've always been able to do was see the mistakes, why they happen, how they happen, and be encouraged that I've learned from them and been able to grow and move on.
Give me an example. Like when you look back on, I don't mean to harp on your mistakes,
but
I think it's important. I actually think it's important because this is the way people grow, and I'm sure this is the way you grew. What's a mistake that you encountered that you know to do things differently now?
Well, I'll tell you, I could remember early in my career going into a fiberglass roof market where they were actually using kind of like a boat product to how they build boats on roofs. And it wasn't very tested and it seemed like a new cutting edge thing and said, oh, wow, this is the greatest idea in the world. And I actually did a job with it with some guys that that were experienced and it didn't work out. I didn't put the diligence that I put into it before that I really should have put into it. And I had to end up redoing the roof, which was part of my integrity as a company. But, you know, the fact that I had to do it, I learned from that point on, I wasn't going to get into anything that I didn't really know and, you know, so forth.
And now you build a successful company.
And now it's still being built, yes.
It's still being built. Yeah, no, obviously. I mean, and matter of fact, if you ever get to the point, that's an important point too. If you ever get to the point where you think, oh, I'm successful now, I can lay back, that's when you fail.
Exactly.
And so what – there's other companies out there. So you have competitors.
Yep.
What sets you apart from them? Or does – do you believe there is something that makes you better than them?
Yes, absolutely. I think the wide variety of services, the different types of roofs that we specialize in from the custom copper slate tile to the cedar to the huge flat roofs on shopping centers to the smallest repair on a trailer, somebody's pipe that's leaking. I think, you know, one thing that sets our business apart is all our guys are trained in integrity. And it's just giving an honest and fair value for everything that we do.
Yeah, I think part of success all the time is actually doing it. And it's interesting that it seems so simple, but everybody has ideas.
That's it, man.
And
it's that passion that, like, you know, that undying urge to, like, try to continue to realize your goals and keep achieving them. You know, always room for improvement. You're never reaching a certain point where you've actually made it. You're only just beginning to learn if you think that.
So since you're that kind of guy, since you're a go-getter, where does it go from here? I mean,
well,
I know, and I just know people like you. That's what I'm going to say. But I know people like you that are successful doing something, and then they always have something else they want to branch out into.
Well, I'm pretty diversified. I have a pretty successful concrete company called GFP Cement, where we do a lot of manufacturing facilities and refinery work. We have approximately like 35 employees in that. And just about 6 months ago, I opened up a restaurant on Union Street called 8th and Union Kitchen.
Yeah, see, this is exactly what I'm talking about. I knew it. Like, for instance, I knew there was other stuff going on. And by the way, probably next week and next month and next year, there'll be something else going on. And that's what successful people do. And that's what I'm ticked off at, that I'm not one of them. And so I think as much as you teach somebody, it's got to, a lot of it has to be inside of you.
Absolutely.
And then when you say you're going to do something, you got to do it.
You got to follow up on everything.
You should go talk to schools too. I really believe that. You should go out and talk to schools.
Well, I do talk to Ferris twice a year.
Oh, there you go. So you're already there. I can't give him any advice. How do people get a hold of you?
You can reach us on our website, which is gfidelroof.com, or you can reach us on our office number, which is 302-225-ROOF, and that's 302-225-7663.
And that's Glenn Fidel, who is the owner of G. Fidel Roofing. You can also, if you go ahead, it's F-E-D-A-L-E. Google them, you'll see the CNBC piece.